A common but somewhat unfounded assumption that's often made about alien civilizations is that they would almost certainly be significantly more advanced than we are, but we have nothing to go on from which to believe that this is actually the case. On the contrary, when we look out into the cosmos, we see no compelling evidence for the existence of an advanced alien species present in the Milky Way. We may yet, and in truth, we've only just begun the search for advanced civilizations, but say we continue to see nothing, and centuries from now we still haven't found any unambiguous indications of others in the galaxy, but concurrently, as we learn more about the initial conditions that produced life on Earth and ultimately intelligence, say we find that there just isn't any good reason why intelligent life shouldn't be relatively common. In that case, we would still be pondering the Fermi paradox far into the future, but perhaps even more deeply than we do now. In that case, the paradox moves from a matter of where is everyone, to a matter of everyone should be there but isn't. Why? To answer that, all we have to work with are hypothetical concepts about alien life and technology, and the behavior of our own species here on Earth. But a peculiarity within human culture brings up an interesting possible solution to the Fermi paradox that allows for intelligent life to be common but not technological. In short, had things happened differently in human history, we might still be here, but might have never left the Stone Age. There is no guarantee that a civilization advances as a rule. In fact, there are humans alive on Earth right now, such as the uncontacted Sentinelese people living on North Sentinel Island in the Indian Ocean, that have not even mastered fire making, much less agriculture, and live in as close to Stone Age conditions as is possible on planet Earth today. So why haven't they progressed? What's kept this isolated tribe from developing technology independently from the rest of humanity? There are probably many factors contributing to that, ranging from cultural prohibitions to social realities, but one common theme among ancient and primitive peoples could be a lack of free time. Early on, all humans spent considerable time in the past at the level of the Sentinelese, in fact, for most of the time this species has existed. When you have essentially no technology, the world becomes a very harsh place. Lifespans dramatically shorten, and finding food becomes something beyond a full-time job, leaving little idle time for invention, or for that matter, anything other than raw survival. For humans, every so often someone might stumble across an invention, but this may not be so for aliens on harsher worlds. But even then, once humans do invent something, in ancient times it could be a very long time before that invention even gets applied to improving living conditions. Take a simple invention like pottery. Homo sapiens was already hundreds of thousands of years old by the time pottery first appears in the archaeological record. The earliest use of it was to create figurines, linked with things like religion and fertility, but it seems to have been some time before someone noticed that water and food can be stored using baked clay pots. Another example of very long periods of time between innovation is in art. In 1994, a pristine, essentially sealed cave was found in southern France. Known as Chauvet Cave, it was found to be full of some of the oldest human artwork known. While the level of detail and accuracy of this artwork is striking, in fact, it was enough for scientists to determine whether a certain species of extinct lion had a mane or not, it's also striking that one of the paintings appears to have been started by one artist about 30,000 years ago, and there it sat for 3,000 or 4,000 years until another artist came along and finished it, a painting that took thousands of years to finish, that an equivalent today could be done by an efficient artist in an hour or two. In other words, the development of an intelligent species such as humans starts very slow, and then goes faster and faster until you get to our age of rapid technological development. With that comes increasing free time. Indeed, most of us no longer need to hunt at all, and there's even talk about shortening the standard work week to 4 days, but this state of affairs is not guaranteed. Had the right conditions not been met across human history to put us where we are, we might globally still be stranded in the Stone Age. Perhaps on worlds where conditions are just a bit harsher, intelligence may still develop. But advanced civilizations never do, because the needs of survival never allow anyone to sit down and innovate. Perhaps in this regard, as an intelligent species, we got lucky. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently wondering if cave painting was the prehistoric world's equivalent of YouTube. Maybe I had a counterpart hypothesizing future technologies such as the stone knife, riding and domesticating the chicken, completely unaware that also in the future would come Elvis, Olympic curling, and as seen on TV products like the Clapper or the Flowbee. Very disconcerting, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.